American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Israel launches another round of airstrikes in southern Lebanon today. Ashley Strohmeyer has the latest.
Several new rounds of Israeli airstrikes against Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon. The strikes are in response to dozens of Hezbollah rockets fired into northern Israel. Most of the projectiles were intercepted, and there are no reports of extensive damage. Lebanon saw its deadliest day since the Hezbollah-Israel war in 2006. Almost 500 people were killed. Israeli warplanes have struck more than 1,600 Hezbollah targets in recent days. The conflict escalated last week with massive coordinated attacks that blew up pagers and walkie-talkies of thousands of Hezbollah fighters.
World leaders have again gathered in New York City for the United Nations General Assembly to discuss important global matters.
A year after world support for Ukraine was the prevailing topic at the UN, another escalating war between Israel and Hamas will likely be the dominant issue as that conflict threatens to widen across the Middle East. President Joe Biden, in his final address to the UN as commander-in-chief, is expected to discuss ongoing efforts to end the fighting through ceasefire negotiations, prioritizing the release of hostages and prisoners on both sides, and delivery of humanitarian aid to the people of Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will speak at the UN later in the week. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Former President Trump rallies his base at a key battleground state with a campaign stop in Indiana County, Pennsylvania.
We got to take our country back from these horrible people, because if we win Pennsylvania, we win the whole thing. It's very simple.
Republicans say Vice President Harris won't do a press conference because her campaign doesn't want Americans to see what she really stands for. Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt on why he thinks former President Trump will win in November.
Kamala Harris is the most radical candidate any major party has ever put forth. That's her record. I mean, she's for reparations. She's for not deporting people. A video surfaced of a few years ago where she's chanting, no deportations, no deportations. She doesn't believe in any of that stuff. She's true open borders, amnesty. She believes in defunding the police. She believes in defunding ICE.
Trump Organization and the Executive Vice President Eric Trump joined Fox's Hannity with questions for the vice president.
Why did you lie about fracking? Why did you lie about, you know, guns? Why have you changed every single policy that you could have ever imagined?
Teachers have reportedly come forward in Chicago saying they were told to give passing grades to illegal alien students, even if they fail. Bronson Woodruff has more.
Multiple Chicago teachers allege that administrators instructed them to inflate the grades in the city. That's one of the many to declare itself a sanctuary city, according to Resist the Mainstream. Michelle Exner is senior advisor at Parents Defending Education. She tells AFN the federal government has failed these teachers and every student in this district.
The Biden-Harris administration's inaction at the border over the past 4 years have basically turned communities across the country into border communities.
And a claim adding even more controversy to this is that many of these illegal immigrant students are going to schools in predominantly black neighborhoods, where it's reported there are not adequate resources for teaching English as a second language.
A lot of them there are coming to these schools with no record of prior schooling. And, you know, and these schools are not equipped to handle this many English learner students.
Exner thinks these teachers getting asked to inflate illegals' grades is an effort to make up for these deficiencies.
This is a delay tactic. This is basically a Band-Aid to cover things up and mask how bad the border crisis has impacted every sector of society and in particular schools.
Exner said this is completely unsustainable. She added, we need somebody in the White House who will finally wake up and put a stop to the chaos at our southern border. I'm Bronson Woodruff.
On Monday, U.S. stock indexes breached new heights, with the S&P 500 gaining 0.3% to edge past its record set on Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 0.1% to its own all-time high set on Friday, and the Nasdaq Composite gained 0.1%. U.S. futures were flat, while oil prices gained. More news online at AFN.net and on the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.